Welcome to ERA Talks, our second episode in our podcast series. I am Stephanie Tierney, the Membership Director and Podcast Coordinator here at ERA. ERA Talks is the newest forum for our members to hear from our industry leaders on topics that are relevant today. Our world is operating more virtually than we have ever done before, and many business leaders are taking this time to focus on marketing, branding, and other ways to make the best of this time spent remotely. Today, we are going to specifically talk about building business and brand awareness virtually. Today's episode features a few experts on this topic from Lectrix and IBS Electronics. We have Graham Kilshaw, CEO at Lectrix, Rob Tavi, Managing Director at IBS Electronics, and Matthew Amato, Global Marketing and Public Relations Manager at IBS. I have a few questions for you guys. I'm going to start with Graham. Graham, can you define a brand? What is a brand?
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for inviting me to the podcast. Happy to be on. Yeah, brand. It's a big question. I think a lot of companies talk about brand in terms of what they want to be, but more often than not, I find that they're not that thing that they want to be. So I'll give you an example. If you look at some of the component makers around our industry, you might find a saying like this: we are the world's leading provider of X. But they're probably not. And so you have that disconnect between what they think they want to be and the way that their customers perceive them. So maybe I can offer like three quick tips on how you can figure out what your brand is, whether you're a small rep firm or a large component maker. So these are the kind of three quick steps. One, what do you do? And be completely honest about it. We make component X, or we sell components of other companies. Two, figure out what makes you different from your competitors. For example, we sell components that other people don't, things like that. And then you write it all down, you know, and it has to have an aspirational piece to it, of course. But then ask yourself if your customers would agree with what you wrote. If your customers agree with what you've written down, then essentially you've figured out your brand. If you don't think they would agree, you got to go back and do it again. Those are the three steps I would do.
That is great. Thank you so much, Graham. Now I'm going to turn it over to Rob and Matthew. What is a brand? How can you define a brand?
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. Thank you for having us on this podcast. And we're really excited to talk about this topic today. What is a brand? Because to me and us, what we feel that a brand is essentially your unique image that paints this subconscious picture of the unique value that you can deliver and what you stand for. Because essentially, when the brand comes to mind, or the name of your company, you want some type of subconscious image to be displayed within the mind of whatever your customer perceives you as, and ultimately what you stand for. You want them to think, what value can this brand deliver to me? Because, for example, with IBS Electronics, we reduce supply chain complexity. So our branding enables our customers' thinking to shift that when they stress, they call one IBS for solutions to their challenges. So that's really how we perceive a brand and how we create this brand image so that our customers are able to recognize that when they have a challenge, IBS Electronics has a solution. Because through our branding, we've utilized these terms, problem solution or challenge solution.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. And thank you, Stephanie, again. This is Rob. I just wanted to thank you for hosting this and having IBS Electronics a part of this amazing platform and amazing association of ERA. To supplement what Matthew said, as he says, for our vision and our strategy of marketing, you know, one thing that I always say is people do business with brands and people they like. That's a very powerful statement of really what it comes to being with branding. And today's direct human influence is more powerful than ever with tied in with personal branding. So now, as I said, that's just the macro version of is building a company with a branding of a company directly synonymous with now the direct personal branding that's aligned for that. As we are salespeople for a big company, does, you know, from reps, distribution, and also manufacturing, these all have similarities of the strategic marketing they have to do to build the branding of the company, And then an influence is also tied in with the sales reps of building their own personal branding as a business to also have influence of making a strategic decision of, you know, this person for this type of components or this brand with this company. So these are the very powerful thing is also how I say is, what is a brand? And I define another little saying I have, the B for brand is brave. That's really what I say is a lot of companies don't understand as Graham has also did how to define a brand is to be out there and be vulnerable and have a company, what they're good at, what they really do, and be vulnerable to disclose that and not to hide behind something and saying they're IP or, but understanding that so companies and people in the market could understand really what defines this company, who they are, and synonymous down to the salespeople of who they are, what they define, and the influence they bring to in the market that they're in.
Awesome. I really love that. Thank you so much, Rob. I'm going to move on to my next question. How are you using social media to build brand awareness in today's world? Graham, can I turn that over to you?
Yeah. You know, in our components world, I think LinkedIn's the killer app, right? I think there's no question about that. How I'm using it, I really use it as a sales tool. Every day, I have it as a permanent tab on my browser. So when I open my laptop in the morning, it's there. I have it on the home screen of my phone. And I'm probably looking at it as frequently as I look at email, because the way I'm using LinkedIn is like a listening post. I'm watching and listening to what my customers and my prospective customers are saying and doing, what's really important to them. And then it gives me opportunities to engage with them from time to time on those topics. We don't really use things like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I don't think those are really for business. YouTube's a great hosting platform, but I don't think it's a great platform for engaging customers. But I think one of the most important takeaways in social medias is this, for anybody, no matter what level you're at, is really to pick one platform, really invest your time in it and do it really well and do it consistently. I wouldn't try to be on five platforms all at the same time. I kind of tend to stick to LinkedIn and try to do it really well.
Great points. Thank you so much, Graham. Matthew and Rob, what about you? How are you using social media to build your brand awareness in today's world?
Yes, Stephanie. So we use social media to engage with our audience by relating to real-world experiences, educating them on solutions to their challenges, and essentially becoming a resource that delivers value to our audience in both their personal and professional lives.
We are moving the social media networks and what we find most beneficial for us. Of course, as Graham has gone to LinkedIn is a very powerful tool. Currently, LinkedIn right now has 575 million users, 260 million active users, and 5.5 million are in electrical and electronics industry, which we all are currently in our businesses currently. So you can see the eyes that are on those platforms daily. And as I tell my team, your social media is now your CRM. So that's the CRM tool of prospecting, finding everything. So going from the branding side, now going to social media, and then going to now making our CRM, this tool is very, very powerful. And as well, we've taken a lot of the content that we create for LinkedIn, and we do diversify it through the other platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And now there's the new one that's for the new generation of kids is TikTok. We're not really making content specific for each platform. What we're doing is we're taking the LinkedIn content and then we just spin it and put it on to LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, because those also platforms have billions of eyes on them, even though they aren't our target market, but different countries have different uses. For Facebook, especially for Southeast Asia, Facebook is very powerful. For Mexico, Facebook is very powerful. And we get engagement. Even going to our Instagrams, we're getting engagement from our buyers and customers liking us, following our page. And it's just having that connectability and being there. It's not that we're investing in it. We're building content and it's very seamless to have the software today that you can put them across all the platforms at one time. So really, it doesn't take that much time. That is to say, you have to invest more time and money. But there's one simple software that can do all that content at one point, starting with LinkedIn and just distribute it to all the other platforms synonymously. So that's really what how we're using our platforms, because I see the future of social media is getting bigger and bigger, and being present and having some type of credibility on every single one of those will bring value in the long term, especially with people in the new generation of buyers, engineers, and people coming into the companies that we're working with directly, that they want to say, who is XYZ? Who is this company? They can go quickly to any social media page or Google our name, and we'll be on all indexed in all in Google, for example, for every six different social media network. That builds credibility for our company.
Really, really great. Thank you so much, Matthew and Rob. Graham, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Do you use video to promote your business, and how are you using video?
Yeah, so I think as Rob mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you know, video, especially combined with social media, is a very, very powerful tool these days. Myself and my company, Electrics, we're using it pretty much all the time. So in my case, an industry speaker, okay? So you'll see me at conferences like ERA and some of the other industry conferences. So what we do is we take my live material. So we'll take a recording of, say, a 45-minute presentation, and we'll re-record it. And then we'll break it down into selected three-minute segments, something like that. 3 minutes about the optimum. And then we'll redistribute that over social media and over our blog and places like that. And this is something that ERA members can do, too. It's not difficult. You know, talk technical stuff, though. Try to stay away from the sales type of stuff, the NPI stuff. You know, if you can do a 3-minute talk on how to pick the right connector, or a 3-minute talk on circuit board design, something that's really useful to your audience, then and start using your LinkedIn following, for example, to distribute it, you're going to build up a following. You're going to build your brand. You're going to build your reputation. So video is a very, very powerful way of building brand.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Graham. And Rob and Matthew, what about you? How are you using video to promote your brand and your business?
Yeah, so we actually create both natural lifestyle and professional style videos to relate to our audience throughout every aspect of their life. So our natural videos relate to the real people within our audience who are just like us. Celebration of holidays, cooking dinner while working from home during this pandemic, or professional style videos to promote corporate value propositions, product introductions, or just share branding materials.
That's great.
And I can add to that as well, is our videos for promotion. Let's talk about current pandemic and its current we're in right now. Video right now, as Graham also says, very powerful. Even though before this pandemic we're in, it was very powerful to build influence and branding. But right now, building that human connection with a video and putting and being a little more vulnerable, putting your face in front of the camera and speaking to the people, speaking to your audience, to the engineers, or specific areas of life, how are we coping with the specific things of working from home? For example, how Graham said of going into connectors, how are we picking our connectors, or what principles that we're aligning ourselves with to build awareness of new technologies, new products in our pipeline, or just helping people promote influence of giving them a new insight or a very, you know, some of the things that Matt just says, cooking dinner while working from home, or giving them some really new insight of happiness or a saying, a lingo saying, you know, how I always use, you know, be smart, be thoughtful, be generous, of something that is very much more powerful and builds the connection to the audience than just trying to sell. And as Graham actually hit the nail on the head with that, it's not just about trying to sell. It's about building influence, education, and connecting with the person on the other side, that there's some value, that it's not all about the sale. It's about, you know, you building your credibility of the company and yourself, that you are influencing the decisions, but at the end of the day, you care about decisions and you bring value to whatever product or component or technology they're trying to put into their end product, for example, in our electronics industry.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's all so very interesting, especially given, you know, the times that we're in right now. And I like how you brought up the personal, you know, aspect of it as well, because right now, especially being in the pandemic, that's affecting us on a personal and business level, you know, and so it's certainly going to go into the whole branding side of things as well. I'm going to move on to my next question. My very last question for you is, do you use webcasts or webinars to promote your brand? Graham, I'm going to turn that over to you.
Yeah, webcasts all the time. You know, for a technical audience, I actually think webinars are more powerful than video in many respects, because you know, the design engineer customer, you know, they're looking for solutions. They're looking for ideas and ways to solve problems. They're not really interested in seeing your head, okay? You know, unless you're really handsome like Rob or Matthew, I mean, the engineer doesn't really care about seeing your face. They want to see what solutions you've got. So if you can provide that over a webinar, just a straightforward PowerPoint and audio, you know, that's going to have great value to your audience.
Great input. Thank you so much, Graham. And what about you, Rob and Matthew? How are you using webcasts or webinars to promote your brand?
Yes, I actually think that's an excellent point that Graham mentioned, how webinars can be more impactful than videos. And I think also it's essentially because you're engaged. You feel like you're a part of the webinar rather than you're just on the other end watching a previously recorded video. So we use webinars to promote our brand through educating and developing our position as a unique resource to our audience. So we're educating our customers, our partners, our suppliers on whatever the topic may be. But additionally, we find training webinars successful by empowering our global teams to excel and maximize their own potential.
Yes. And to add to that, and I also think Graham hit the nail on the head too, is how powerful webinars are, especially for engineers, commodity manager, and anybody in a field that's trying to choose a technology or component into an application. Because as he says, creating PowerPoints, because they really want to understand what the product is. They want to actually sometimes just get to the point, not just to see someone's face talking about a subject. So the webinars are very impactful. Of course, with our experience at IBS, we just started we have a platform now internally that we're using webinars for training for all the global staff, especially during the times of a pandemic right now. We're using more webinars internally, and they're very interactive. There's questions, there's Q&A, they can interact, it's live, and as well, extending that to our customer base. And then, of course, you know, we can get into a podcast, because between a webcast, a webinar, and also a podcast, a webinar is more detail-oriented. It's more about product-specific Q&A. And then going to a podcast is more of, say, two professionals talking about certain projects, technology, or the current market segment. And it's a complete different style. So sometimes for myself, I had to really understand what is a webinar, what is the premise of how are they moderated, and then how does a podcast work and how they moderated. And both are very powerful. Specifically, they have two different results that you get for them. One, as I said, webinar can be very technical, can bring a lot of value of your component side, can do these platforms. And also the podcast can also build human to human influence, can build credibility and to real world events of what's happening today. So both of them are synonymous, and they're both very powerful tools to use, of course, using video and going down that route. So I highly believe in them. And I think as Graham is the professional at this for the webinars, I think that's his company is very well known for that. And as I said, for his company, they're very powerful. They're bringing engineers, they're bringing leads. And at the end of the day, that's what we need to bring prospects and to build the new business opportunities coming in to additionally get the ROI at the end.
This is great. Thank you guys so much. You've really provided so much valuable information, especially during today's times. You know, everybody's working from home. You know, the business is certainly changing a bit. And I do think that people are starting to take a little bit of a different take on things. You know, they're not in the field as much, but there's certainly ways that they could still work in their business and on their business. And building brand and, you know, brand awareness is part of that, especially right now. So again, thank you for being on this episode of ERA Talks. It was extremely informative. And for those listening, be sure to check out ERA.org for more events, resources, and membership information. We'll chat again soon. Thank you.